tonight, dry and cool with temperatures dipping to 10 degrees Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Monday, dry and sunny, but still relatively cool. GLR News from the BBC, I'm Peter Plisner.
Excuse me.
2020 weekend travel out of town. The M25 is flowing well at present, but there is still some lighting work on the Hertfordshire section between junctions 18 and 21. That's between Chorley Wood and the M1 with lane restriction both directions. No delays at present at the Dartford Tunnel. On the M1 out to the north, just near junction 3 at Scratchwood, northbound traffic is down to the hard shoulder only for some surface repairs until tomorrow. And in East London, the 8112 Prince Regent Lane at Barstow is closed at junction at Alnwick Road due to a burst water main. And in South East London, the B265 Hayes Lane in Bromley is closed between Hayes Road and Bromley Common, again for resurfacing work. Stuart Barton, A Road Watch.
Snuffle. Chris Morris.
Morris. You know, his head's always full of noises.
They're going to do away with air raid sirens because they've had a much better idea, which is to put it on television, which of course won't be affected by any power cut in the event of war. I think the only worst thing they could do is actually put it on Sky if they put it on television. Oh, it is going to be on Sky, right? Air raid sirens are now going to be on Sky television. They're going to do away with the actual cranking air raid sirens. In the event of an air raid attack, you have to make sure that you're watching Sky television.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use to sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you join me, please? I don't like begging, but now I'm on bending knee. I got to get to rock and get my hat off the rack. I got to boogie-woogie like a knife in the back. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? I got to get to moving, baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee. Join me, please. I don't like begging, but now I'm on bending knee. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Oh, it always does that, doesn't it? Yeah, let me tell you what I'm going to give away. I don't know about that one. I should find this one. What's it going to be giveaway? Next, the question, which will be coming up very soon. You can win yourself the B-52's Greatest Hits. Again, this is the last time I'm going to be giving this away. And in honour of that, I won't be playing a B-52's track, although I will be asking a B-52's question. The punishment for going in for that competition will be to win the best or the greatest hits of Mud. By the way, I'd like you to do something for me this week. If you're presented with your electricity bill, I'd like you, before you actually pay for it, to ask the electricity board for a sweetener. I'm sure they will give you one. Yeah, I don't know. Other things happening today are the feedback reports. 10 Ideas to Change the World with Michael Alexander St. John. Wayne Carr, your favourite daytime jock, will be coming in looking at the week's news, not understanding a single word of it. There's another fabulous star prize today, which hangs on a phoning competition, which will start later. By the way, thanks very much indeed to Jade Danforth Baker for the show he did this morning. All right. And coming up next, questions about Mud. Questions about Mud.
And a yell came from the hill. Jardine, leave our flies alone.
It's wired. We'll be right back. top 100 in the United Kingdom. So, take a guess. How many hits did Mud have? That's the punishment record for going in for today's LP competition. If you want to actually win the real prize, then you also have to get correct this question. B-52's greatest hits is the record you're going for. In the song Rock Lobster, which of these fish is not mentioned? The manta ray, the narwhal, the stingray, or the krill? Which of these sea creatures is not mentioned? The manta ray, the narwhal, the stingray. Jonathan Ross is a... Give yourself. Stingway, right? 25-letter alphabet. Anyway. Manta ray, narwhal, stingray, or krill. Which of those is not actually mentioned in the song Rock Lobster? And how many hits United Kingdom did Mud actually have? In the top 100, how many did they have? It's over 10. 071-224-2000, if you want to go in for that. We give that away around 10:30. Live and direct, and the song Not Satisfied. Got a letter, which let's get rid of at this stage, early stage in the programme. Dear Chris, says, when I find myself in piles of rubble, a muddy fairy counsels me, never fill your answer with LSD and TNT. That's all it says. It's from Dowager Harp, and she says, when I find myself in piles of rubble, a muddy fairy counsels me, never fill your answer with LSD and TNT, and then offer a light. Says.
And now, Wayne Carr, Hyperjog and Star. When he speaks, the world listens.
Wonderful Wayne Carr, WC on the radio. Check it out with a three-day weather check. And we see that £28.60 goes to the lucky prize of the day for a three-day weather check. And I have to tell you, too, today's wonderful thought is the Queen Mother. Hasn't she got blue eyes? Okay, and we're checking out the tropicality for you as well. And the wonderful letters, too, in Wayne's mail. And also the celebrity gossip. Okay, starting off with the newsy bits. And I see here from The Sun, you can actually win a free Queen Mum stamped souvenir. Nice little gift, that, one of her footprints there. Rebels surprised as Doe launches counterattack. What a hero, very brave creature indeed. Must be the hot weather, even totally harmless animals getting really dangerous and standing up for their rights. Memorial to Nazi puppet state leader removed. Yeah, always have my suspicions about Captain Black there and the Mysterons. Definitely Nazis. I think Norby's been insisting that they were actually puppets on that show. Still not sure if I actually believe him. I mean, Norby, come on, puppets can't drive, can they? I mean, certainly wouldn't have a chance of driving the SDP or the HMV, yeah, so I think you're wrong there. Gooch breaks more records. Great cricket, obviously not a music lover there. Cordial talk paves the way for de Klerk at ANC summit. Well, I guess if they agree over what they're drinking, then that just makes things a little bit easier. Okay, and from Israel, propaganda deal uncovered. Okay, nothing wrong with a propaganda deal. I'd hate to buy a faulty goose. And from South Africa, Shadow Squad disbanded. Shame that. Always loved the man from Uncle. And finally in the newsy bits, Hussein marches into Q8. Bit shame that, actually. I think Spike Milligan's hilarious. Don't think he needs any help from some damn Arab, all right? And, nope, Bobby, what are you saying, Bobby? Oh, it's a diff. What? It's a different Q8. No, come on. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I know. But that's a petrol station down the road, isn't it? What's he doing marching in there? I mean, good morning or what? Okay, and the celebrity gossip, and we say, what are they on, okay? A great new craze right now for all this karaoke stuff. I just love wearing them, especially in the hot weather. And I see my mate from the sub there, Piers Porgan. What a wonderful guy. Found a quote from that thick chick, Chrissy Hyde, there. And he wrote it in his column there. It says, she said, I would like to see marijuana legalized. I want the right to smoke a herb without being branded a criminal. Then my old mate Piers says, well, ever tried a cup of tea? Quite right there, Piers. I just... I just wish I could be as biting as that sometimes. I just, you know, I just miss the point now, but okay. And finally, your letters too in Wayne's mail says, "Dear Wayne, why didn't you just crawl away and die? Yours, Felicity Candle." Great joke, Felicity. Just love a sense of humour in a chick. That's great. Thanks. Keep it coming. And okay, Wayne Carr, WC, all the radio of GLC 94.9 FM coming at you. This is a wild new record. This is produced by Thomas Dobley there. And it's a Prefab Sprout. What a hilarious name. Don't know what it's all about. It's called Looking for Atlantis, okay? I get the B-52's Greatest Hits LP and the Mud Compact Disc CD as a punishment for going in for it. The right answer was about the sea creatures in B-52's Rock Lobster. It was krill. And Mud have had 16 hits in the United Kingdom Top 100. Something clearly gone very wrong there. And so to try and get rid of it and to exercise the spell, we're sending out that CD to those people.
Bedsucks are definitely on the way for you, May.
See that the Labour Council got into a bit of trouble last week as it banned musicians from playing the national anthem at any of its functions. Actually, can't see the problem. The national anthem's got absolutely nothing to do with music. I actually put one too many syllables in there, and just take that. Jabba. I remember yet before we met, with every night and day, I had to live the life of a sure, I can't remember it now, but anyway, you should hear the band doing that. It's kind of like, oh, it was! It's kind of like 10 times worse than that. Anyway, it's today's feedback report number one.
How do you feel about the so-called fashion for blatantly hiding the ground?
Well, I mean, it's disgraceful, I think. Something should be done. They should give more powers to the police to put them in prison longer.
Do you chirp in on the same tone there?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we find
it's
now that...
It's a disgrace, isn't it?
People don't go out.
Is it worse at night?
Oh, decidedly, yeah.
Definitely on that.
Definitely.
Where would it be most dangerous of all, hidden ground?
In the cutter section. If you were walking on the fringe of the cutter sections.
Who do you think's responsible, frankly?
A lot of the parents are responsible.
And every bally minute of the day when they're not being supervised, the kids are out hiding the ground.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me put you, at least in the mind, in this rather grim scenario. You open the front door, the ground's been blatantly hidden. What could happen to you?
We should perish, shouldn't we?
Rather horribly.
Yeah.
What sort of preventative measures could we take to stop the ground being so easily hidden?
Well, you could put flags or what the police put around all this yellow...
This ribbon stuff.
Yellow ribbony. Yeah. Ribbony.
Yeah.
Ribbony?
Yeah.
I'm Stephen Burkle, and I'm going into battle with them.
A rather fab star prize hangs on the next competition, which is basically surrounds the scenario of people finding rather a lot of something. All you have to do is guess what that item is. I went out to the street and I said, "Listen, let me put it to you seriously. If you found rather a lot of this, what would be your reaction?" This was this was their reaction. All you have to do is guess what it was that they were describing.
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she'd just really surprised and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shop keeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend, and I would remember it, because it's not exactly an everyday event.
let you know about the big surprise hanging on that very soon. Okay, that is the competition, 071-224-2000, if you want to have a go at that. The first round is in about 12 minutes' time. These people have found rather a lot of something. What is it?
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she's just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend, and I would remember it because it's not exactly an everyday event.
071-224-2000 if you want to have a go at that. Oh yes, it fell off. No, it fell off. It fell off. Let's see if it still works. Alright, so alright, yeah. Teenage driver in Miami was shopped by his own car after brought himself to a halt last week by crashing into a police vehicle. He was found slumped behind the wheel, uninjured, but drunk. The policeman leant over and listened to the car's onboard computer. This was a Toyota MR2, which has a talking onboard computer, which snitched on the driver because it was saying simply, "Slow down. Slow down. Slow down." Princess Michael of Kent will not be buying a toy. MR2, will he? And, oh yes, must.
The Bible Belt of America is the heartland of born-again Christianity. But GLR's late-night phone-in tonight discovers some of the odd ways people there have found Jesus, such as the former mafia boss whose godfather really is in heaven, and Christian heavy metal music. I'll be meeting a man who's witnessed this extraordinary religious revival, so God be with me. Peter Dealey, between 10 and midnight.
Probably need him. And you can win yourself a star prize. A star prize, but yes. Embalmed in royal jelly, stuffed and mounted in the hall. Yes, it's the Queen Mother. Wielding a flying V guitar, wearing leather and a Lemmy wig. With a clever concealed set of gyro motors, she will bop and weave and headbang to the music you play to your guests. That's the star prize you can win today. On 0712242000, the first round of the competition is coming up pretty damn soon. And if you're worried about UB40 for some extraordinary reason, because they were in prison last week for possessing, possessing cannabis, they have actually been set free. They were put in prison for possessing cannabis. Quite ridiculous. Shouldn't have been put in prison for the music they make. There's an obvious programme theme which is being revealed throughout today's programme, so keep a look out for that. If you feel like phoning in at any time with that, then all you have to do is pick up the phone 0712242000 for the obvious programme theme, which gets by far and away today's biggest prize. First round of the competition coming up very shortly indeed, but heat continued to take its toll last week. After the hottest night on record, which I believe was Friday night, disorders were reported to be increasing after dark. A farmer in Cumbria committed suicide after discovering that withering overnight temperatures had reduced his precious cattle stock to the size of grasshoppers. Agricultural Research Station in Cambridge growing a new sort of experimental potato with a shiny skin to stop dirt sticking to it is warning residents to wear helmets because in the blasting heat, tubers are flying out of the ground at upwards of 100 miles an hour. And as water becomes increasingly scarce in the New Forest, several wardens have reported trees fighting for dew towards dawn. Several younger birches sustained serious injury. Two have had to be put down. We'll keep you up to date with the effects of the hot weather as they're coming through. The general rule is leave most things switched off and keep to the left. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
I'm Colin. Hello.
Hello.
I'm not here today.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Where am I?
I don't know.
Hello. She don't talk much. Hello.
Hello. She don't have to. She don't have to. No, no. She's like a wind.
From Harrow says, Dear Chris, I went away for a few days last week, and when I came back, I found a web. Yours sincerely, Richard Spiral. Don't get cute about these letters, by the way, just write in the genuine ones. Please, no more than five. So if you find yourself the sixth person in the week writing a letter, then hold fire until next week. We can fit no more than five into any one programme. By the way, advance warning about the next record. I'm going to play it as loud as I possibly can, but it isn't going to be that loud, so turn up your radio as soon as we finish the next round of the competition. It's a very good piece of music, but I can't crank it up any more than I've got it here. Let's have a word with Tony in Brentford. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
You sound sort of sleepy, but pretty okay and at ease with the world.
I'm pretty at ease with the world.
You are. And how many people are with you in that state?
Just my wife.
Just your wife. How did you plane into it? Do you find any sort of way of tapping into the vibe?
Lying on a Sunday morning helps.
Right. And what's your answer?
Triffids.
Oh, no, Tony. Thanks very much for calling. Obviously the wrong line there. And it's Michael in Brixton. Hello, Michael.
Hello there.
Michael, yes, Breezy, what's your answer?
My answer is a little heap of mutant turtles.
Oh, no, you came dangerously close there, didn't you? No.
Oh, what a shame.
Thanks very much. Bye. And it's Nick in Eltham. Or is
Hello,
it Nick
Chris.
Eltham? Hello, Nick. Yes. Almost as if you know me. And what's your answer?
My answer is very large slugs.
Dozen by the cream. And we've got a word with Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
In good shape?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
What's your answer?
Pavemented whales.
Silly staying in soft cheese anyway. Painted what?
Whales.
No.
No,
that'd be a good thing to do with it, but no, it's wrong. Would you like to say anything else before you go? I have got a minute to fill now. I'm afraid you came out with that wrong answer a bit early, so...
Oh, sorry about that.
That was quite all right. You weren't to know, but next time... So would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I said...
Oh, Christ! No. It's 071-2240... Really? 2000, if you want to know. And by the way, all you have to do is have a go at this competition. Just think of anything at all. Although there is a genuine answer. A lot of people accuse me of actually making it up. There is a genuine answer, and one of these days I'm actually going to record the people that I ask saying what I'm asking them as well, so I can prove it. But basically, these people found rather a lot of something. All you have to do is phone up and suggest what it is.
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she'd just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from a van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend and I would remember it because it's not exactly an everyday event.
Playing this as loud as possible.
To dedicate this song, little Junior Park. A cousin of mine is going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name. I sang. I don't know why I love you like I do.
The Reverend Al Green actually does nip over to the United Kingdom now and then, and when he does, he plays great music. Since it's being carried around in a sedan chair, it's a little foible, I suppose, you can indulge these great soul singers in. With thick pebble glasses. Blind as a bat, great voice.
Don't talk to me in that familiar way when the keys are in my hand. Say that everything is here to stay, and I must try to understand.
Hurry up, there's only a minute there. But for anyone who's ever been in that situation where you walk along the road and you see someone on the other side and you recognise them, and you cross over and then you get about halfway across, you think, ah, damn, I haven't bought the milk today. So you get across the shop and you go into the counter and you put your hand in your pocket and listen, only 50p coins, something else. And the guys went out to change the shop. Wasn't I supposed to get a paper today? Was there something else I was getting? And actually, it's a penny with a cat anyway, yeah.
In all, 8 arrests were made. The raids took place after police in North Yorkshire had followed a convoy of cars travelling from Harrogate. Now a look at London's weather, a mixture of sunshine and cloud with a fresh westerly breeze throughout the day. Temperatures will rise to 23 degrees Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit. Tonight, a dry and cool day, with tonight dry and cool with temperatures dipping to 10 degrees Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Monday, dry and sunny but still relatively cool. GLR News from the BBC, I'm Peter Plisner.
2020 weekend travel with delays out of town to the west on the M4, where there are lane restrictions on both carriageways at the elevated section. Westbound traffic is heavy and slow, but eastbound traffic is now tailing back to the Heston service area. And out to the north on the M1 near Junction 3, that's at Scratchwood, northbound traffic is down to the hard shoulder only due to some surface repair work, which will continue until tomorrow. In East London, the A13 at Raynham is closed in both directions at junction of Wellington Road due to a serious accident. It will take some time to clear. And also in East London, the A112 Prince Regent Lane is still closed at junction of Alnwick Road due to a burst water main. And in South East London, the B265 Hayes Lane in Bromley is closed between Hayes Road and Bromley Common for resurfacing work. Stuart Barton, A Road Watch.
The persons who, taking it in its context, tell us that it is in A major, ought to be destroyed.
I didn't mean you to stop, I just... The Who, 515 from Quadrophenia. That's who I heard with Bodan.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Sorry about the cough. Yeah. You keep quiet, would you?
Yeah
right. No, not you, Bodan. No, we just got some people who don't know what's going on just coming into the studio. What's your answer?
My answer is Rock Lobster.
No.
Oh.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We got Ursula.
Hi.
Ursula, what tool would you like to exchange?
Jellyfish.
Sorry? It's a tool exchange line. GLR tool exchange. Do you have a tool to exchange?
No.
Oh, so what have you phoned up for?
Because I want to tell you it's a jellyfish, the one that Danny Baker's lost.
Yeah, I think you must have got the wrong line there, Ursula. Were you listening on medium wave or VHF?
VHF.
You've got the medium wave line, I'm afraid. This is the tool exchange.
Okay.
Do you have a tool you want to exchange?
Not at the moment.
No. Do you want to pass on a message to somebody?
No, not at the moment.
But you just said something about jellyfish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
And it's Mark in Chesham. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Mark?
Not too bad, mate.
Good. And what's your answer?
Young sharks.
Young sharks?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, any particular reason?
Seawater.
And I eat it. And it's Damien in Tottenham. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty well. Hanging. What's your answer?
Mermaids.
Hair mermaids?
Mermaids.
Oh, right, mermaids, yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
Cheers. And it's Mac in Teddington.
Hello.
Mac, perhaps the right answer for us at this early stage.
I think it's the Jackson 5.
You don't really, though, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, go on, justify then, justify.
Well, it's the bit about the sausage, the butcher shop bit.
Steady. Yes?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, that's it, really.
Thanks, Mac, okay. I hope your world's nice. And it's 071-224-2000 if you want to have a go. And, blah, blah. Here are these people. They've found rather a lot of something. What is it?
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she's just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend and I would remember it because it's not exactly an everyday event.
I hear something saying, sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home.
so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
Tonight, from 8 till 10, GLR has the hottest reggae show in town, plus news and views on a variety of topics. So join me then, the Rank MSP, 8 till 10 p.m. tonight, GLR, 1458 a.m., 94.9 FM.
Did she mention slot then? I wasn't listening. Let's assume she did anyway. And just got this through, which shows a piece of news from last week. Pensioners have been warned to beware of whispering salesmen whose quiet patter is designed to make them believe they're going deaf. Apparently these con men are selling hearing aids falsely for up to 400 quid a time. You can tell, according to experts, you can tell if you're vulnerable to this sort of thing. Watching your radio up. And similarly, there have been reports of some con men in various areas in London selling glasses to pensioners by generally acting out of focus and looking fuzzy around the edges. Got a check. Hold your own hand next to the salesman. If the salesman looks fuzzy, hold your own hand next to him. If your own hand looks fuzzy, you need the glasses. You stroke his edge, he might be falsely fuzzy.
Bowler head on head, walking to the bus stop, he's longing for his bed.
Don't you worry, there's no hurry, it's a lovely day, could all be going your way. Take the dog's advice, let's up, enjoy your life. Listen to what they say, it's not a game they play.
Never get there at this rate, he's caught up in a jam. There's a meeting this morning, it's just his luck, oh damn. His head rides in his pocket for his handkerchief. Pearls of sweat from his collar, his pulse beat seems so brief. Eyes fall on his wristwatch, the seconds pass real slow. Gasping for the hot air, but the chest pain, it won't go. Tried to ask for help, but can't seem to speak a word. Words are whispered frantically, but don't seem to be heard. What about the wife and kids? They all depend on me.
We're so sorry, we told you not to hurry. Now it's just too late, you've got a certain date. We thought we made it clear, we almost are in our fears. We left it up to you, there's nothing we can do.
Sonal Gavaskar was in a bit of trouble last week because he turned down... Oh, thank you. Actually, we'll play that one next week. It's good, isn't it? He refused an offer of honorary membership of the MCC, complaining that he was affronted by the offhand and rude treatment from the staff at the ground. Doesn't he understand most people have to pay for that? Huey Lewis and the News been going since the 50s there, and that was Don't You Just Know It. We've got a word with John in Plumstead. Oh, John.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Rattle through this one. What's your answer?
47 pregnant prawns, one of which...
Here we go. One of which what?
One of which will be called Kevin.
Thanks, John. Write it down, send it in to somebody, they might pay you for it one day. if they're very hard up indeed. It's Jardine.
Hello.
Bones Green.
That's it, yeah. I think it's a tarantula.
You didn't phone in before, you're just putting on your voice now and doing going in for a second round, are you?
No, not at all.
You sure, Dean?
Positive.
Wrong, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So I've got a large lump of saliva came out. Steve. Slowly now. Careful does it, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, I suspect you probably are. What's the answer?
I think it's seahorses.
Acid. And we're going to have a word with Lee in Bracknell. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Chris.
Well, how's things?
Not so bad, not so bad.
What do you feel about those adverts which... oh, no, and I've just gone and forgotten it now. Is it? Those ones that... Do you drive into London every day?
I don't.
No, we'll terminate this conversation now then. What do you do for a living, by the way, Steve? What do you do for a living? Sorry, it came out probably sounding completely differently, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a landscaper.
You're a landscaper?
Yeah.
Every time it jumps out, you... back. And what's your answer?
Crabs, and it makes me itch when I say that.
They're not even making the starting gate this morning. No, by the way. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
0712242000. But it's really pretty pointless saying all that kind of thing, isn't it? Just listen and see what these people found rather a lot of.
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she'd just register surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
Of.
Short of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend, and I would remember it, because it's not exactly an everyday event.
Quite truthfully, those people found rather a lot of something. All you have to do is say what you think it is. 071-224-2000. 071-224-2000. before 12 o'clock today, 10 ideas to change the world from Michael Alexander St. John. A word from my manservant, Sergeant Murphy, discussing matters of international import. Go on. Oh, no, it's the end, is it right? Okay. And more feedback reports. We'll solve the competition as well. And Wayne Carr will be around before the end of the programme, which terminates today. We're stopping the programme at 12:30.
Good afternoon, my dear old thing. It's been an absolutely fascinating morning.
For feedback report number two...
What we're actually looking at is rather important noises. Can you think of any rather important noises?
Yeah, where I live, we still get students in that every night shouting their heads off in that.
What other noises do you think are due a certain respect?
Tractors in that.
That's the rattling noise of some fairly scrapey things.
Yeah.
What happens if we ignore their impotent?
Lose my chest.
Not a sort of thing you can do twice?
No, you can't, not really.
What makes one noise more important than t'other?
It's size, really.
Much more than the shape.
Yeah.
Do important noises tend to come more often from behind things or in front of them?
In front of things, I think.
Most of the time, rather curiously.
Yeah.
Dr. Cy Luntz has proposed a publication of a noise list.
Is this a good idea?
Yeah.
Would you buy one?
Yeah.
How much should they be sold for?
£40.
And what is the most important noise in the world?
Concorde. And it goes past in the sky.
When you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, you say, no one famous ever came from here. When you're growing up in a small town, and you're having a nervous breakdown, and you think that you'll never escape it, yourself or the place that you live, where did Picasso come from? There's no Michelangelo coming from Pittsburgh. If art is the tip of the iceberg, I'm the part sinking below. When you're growing up in a small town, bad skin, bad eyes, gay and fatty, people look at you funny. When you're in a small town, my father worked in construction. It's not something for which I am suited. Oh, what is something for which you are suited? Getting out of here. I hate being odd in a small town. If they stare, let them stare in New York City. This pink-eyed painting albino. How far can my fantasy go? I'm no Dolly coming from Pittsburgh. No adorable lisping Capote, my hero. Oh, do you think I could meet him? I'd camp out at his front door. There's only one good thing about a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. There's only one good thing about a small town. You know that you want to get out. When you're growing up in a small town, you know you grow down in a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. You hate it, and you know you'll have to leave.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. The wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Bombay to Santa Fe, other hills and far away.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Says Sibon, he says Neeks. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Two fat persons, click, click, click. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me! Hit me! Hit me! Hit me! Hit me! Hit me! Hit me!
Ian. Ian?
Chris.
Yeah, Ian. Listen, we'll have to do this one off air, actually. What's your answer?
It's the entire cast of Baywatch.
Yeah, so we can't let you on. It's just we want to do it off air because we've heard that Mr. Hussein's got your house marked and we didn't want anything embarrassing happening while you were on, right?
Oh, God.
Thanks a lot. See you then. Thanks for calling, anyway. All right, cheers. Talking Heads, and found a job before that, Rhythm Stick in during the Blockheads, and first of all, Small Town from Lou Reed, John Cale from the Songs for Drella set, which came out about 2-3 months ago. It's got a Steve in Blackheath. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Chris.
Doing well?
Yep, fine.
Fine, good. What's your advice, then?
I think it's oysters.
Right. Do you like oysters, by the way?
Never had them.
Never had them?
Nope.
Fishy snot, I think, sums them up. Right. It's calling. It's Amanda in Weybridge.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Amanda. I wonder how Weybridge got its name. what's your answer, by the way?
Tuna fish.
No, you can do it to a piano, but thanks very much. It's Michael in Dulwich. I don't quite believe I said that, but anyway, REO Speedwagon said it first, so why shouldn't I repeat it? Michael, are you there?
Hello.
Good. Oh, you sound as if you're peeping around a corner. No reason for that. Come on, out into the open. What are you wearing?
I've got absolutely nothing
on. And what's your answer?
Octopuses.
Skip over. Yeah, how many tentacles have they got?
Loads.
But, yeah, they've actually got 10.
10.
Tentacles, yeah. And it's Joe in Hornchurch.
Hi, it's maggots.
Extraordinary. You want to get off the... Have you got a job to do or something? Have you got an appointment to make? Keep?
No.
Joe? You just wanted to get it overdone with quickly.
That's
maggots.
Right.
No. Well, actually, I suppose we could give it a run. This. What are they going to hatch into? What do maggots hatch into?
Lots of flies, yeah.
Yeah, no, more specifically, what do they hatch into? Maggots, what do they hatch into most commonly?
Well, flies.
Yeah, more specifically?
Blue bottles.
Say again?
Blue bottles.
No. 071-224-2000, if you want to have a go. And here are the clues again. These people have found rather a lot of something. We're going to have one more round to knock it on the head. If not, then we'll just give it away anyway. There is a rather large stack of prizes on this. These people have found rather a lot of something. What is it?
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she's just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
I'd probably pick one. Well, if I saw...
If I found them in a four everyday event.
071-224-2000, want to have a go at that? You can win yourself a BBC video of your choice. There's a very large pile indeed. And today's star prize, which is a choice of adaptations for the Queen Mother. Once she's popped her clogs, you can either have the complete Queen Mummy, or you can go for the Royal Split option. The legs make a fine umbrella stand. The trunk is a copious and eye-catching vacuum cleaner. The fist makes an attractive TV remote control pad. With the other hanging from a chain in the smallest room in the house, you'll never have a better hand for a royal flush. And either the head can be converted into an indoor watering can or a surprisingly rich-toned whistle. Simply blow across the trephined crown and alter the notes by placing your fingers alternately over the nostrils, eyes and ears. Today's star prize, adaptations for the Queen Mum. Golden hermit crabs, the answer.
Amber's new clothes. Amber's new clothes. Amber's new clothes.
Correct answer to the competition, rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. Phone now, and say the answer is rather a lot of golden hermit. Oh, Sinead O'Connor.
Call me back on the telephone.
10 ideas to change the world in early winter, 1990.
Quietly discovering new shapes, then bleeding them into pastry. selling extra battleships to your souls to become more fleet of foot. Chevron Gethsemane with four extra beards. Tethering your compliments to the chef, praising him in flower, pausing to admire your work, then firing him at great speed through a carrot. Tunefully lauding daybreak through a fluty hyacinth and a startled bigot. Silence, gristlebrains, and attend. The next caption is upon us, and it reads, head cheese. For my recipe, I insist not only on the ears, frown, squeal, and breath of a calf, but at least 80 lips, beatified with a rime of autumnal frost. Since it is now midwinter, I shall lose nothing in describing the secrets of the lip harvest. In spring, you will weave yourself loosely into the fabric of a juvenile hedge. Lie here for 1.5 years, assuming mosses and cladding your longitudes rather splendidly in bark. As a guide, I aim in this time to administer myself 3/4 of the way round a 14-acre field. Hopefully, at this point, the farmer will send a few calves in to graze their knees. You must at once shout, "All right, who did it?" In their inexperience, they will attempt to display innocence by whistling in a vaguely detached manner. Aha! See how the mouth parts protrude invitingly. And oh joy, and bang! You've shot their lips off, flying into your 1,000 leafy fists, and voila! Got it? Oh, look, it's nearly lunchtime. And me, still in my 7:30 trousers. Rather feebly stalking a nut. Flamboyantly anticipating people's aha. Privately agreeing with soap, then publicly stamping on its face. Pardoning yourself with a loud Belgium.
10 ideas to change the world from Michael Alexander St. John. Excuse me. Sade and Where Am I Going to Make a Living? And earlier last week I was talking to my Batman, Sergeant Murphy, and he had this to say.
People ducking and weaving between the chips of bad air, aren't they?
People are collapsing all around. There's a lady fell over the other day there.
Turned at least twice.
It turned over twice, and then she lashed out with the umbrella, and the last thing I heard was a chap's arm was broken and one chap lost an eye.
Biting people?
But yes, she actually bit 2 cart horses that were parked nearby in the cul-de-sac.
Donkeys diving for cover can cause a problem to pedestrians.
Of course they can, yes. The foundations of houses have been loosened out by the donkeys.
And they fling themselves lowly over the ground like scrum halves.
And screaming, yes. Well, they're almost like soccer players shouting, wee, take us now, this kind of thing.
Surprisingly high-pitched way.
Some people said there was like Nelson Eddy when he was singing before the war.
And the rest of the priests are just going around softening things.
Well, they are. They're softening their beaks, I know that, because they're now people are mashing up Stuart Appleton and prunes.
And putting on hyacinth beards.
Hyacinth beards, yes, and those are being dyed brown now as a kind of a camouflage.
With slim fish on the side.
Slim fish, yes, and are the Anglicans or Seventh-day Adventurists?
And what's yours?
Yours truly, whatever you have in yourself, you see.
An upside-down beer all round.
Wet glass for all concerned. Never, never trust a squirrel, or else you'll end up doing the fandango. Drink up, lads. Let's have a merry day.
Letter here says, "Dear Chris, I always thought that once you're grown up, you don't change anymore, but recently I've noticed some new developments in my character. I now like driving into cows."
And I see you down in San Antonio on a hot and dusty night. We were eating
Jake's and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt.
I thought it said lobsters blast 11 at the funeral.
When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn.
No, I'm a little disappointed too, yeah, but you don't miss a hand until it goes wrong, you know?
Mick Jagger memo from Turner, from the film whose name has gone straight out of my head. It's so good when you hear people do that, isn't it? But they're kind of like cruising towards it. It's performance, that's right, Nick Rogue film performance. He said desperately trying to rescue himself. Last week, it was revealed in one of the tabloids, that just come through this morning, that potty pop pooper George Michael is shy because he's shrinking. So say size experts this weekend. In a recent report published today, Body Boffins reveal that the once 6'7" giant George, Wambo to his friends, is now just 4'3". This explains his notorious shyness and increasingly high-pitched vocal style. Pop pal Elton John said, "It's tragic. I tried to comfort him by playing his favourite song yesterday, but he started crying at the bit which says, 'I'm not half the man I used to be.' It was very moving." And Wham! Veteran Andy Ridgeley said, "I'm afraid I've lost all respect for him. George used to have a very deep voice. Now he just sounds like a pixie." Industry insiders reveal that close friends are advising him to see a shrink. Height counsellors have calculated that Mouseman Michael's condition will rapidly get worse, making him a prime target for rats and wasps. It's believed that his fanatical diet of tea leaves and chalk may be responsible, although they haven't ruled out the possibility of the showbiz plague AIDS, absolutely incredible depletion in size caused by deliberate poisoning with dwarf hormones. Speaking from his hideaway shrinking station last night, fuming George Micro dismissed the reports as rubbish, adding in a deep voice that he had always been extremely small. "He's obviously been using an electronic device to make his voice seem normal," said American growth professor Harry Titan. "Anyone can see by measuring the height of George's newspaper pictures over the last 2 years that he is getting smaller." More news on that. The time is 12 midday. Greater London Radio, it is.
It's been reported that finally Scotland Yard has announced that it's to set up a new elite squad to fight organised crime and drugs. Detectives from all over the South East will be drafted into the new unit, which will replace the flying and murder squads which currently exist. London's weather, cooler and fresher weather will spread across the capital, bringing with it temperatures around 23 degrees Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit. There'll be sunny periods, but also more cloud than we've been used to recently. Tonight, drying clear spells, but a lot cooler, with temperatures dipping to 10 degrees Celsius, that's 50 Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Monday, dry, but still cooler and fresher than of late. GLR News from the BBC, I'm Peter Plisner.
2020 weekend travel with delays in West London on the A40M Westway at White City. Roadworks are causing eastbound tailbacks to the Hanger Lane underpass, and there's westbound delay on the A40 Western Avenue at Acton due to some roadworks. A tailback there from the Hanger Lane gyratory back to Gypsy Corner. On the M4, the elevated section has some lane restriction in both directions today for some repair work. Traffic is slow moving in both directions, but very heavy, particularly coming into London, a tailback to the Heston service area. And in southwest London, Old Brompton Road is seriously congested due to an accident at the junction of Warwick Road in West Brompton. And over to the east, there are delays on the A102M Blackwall Tunnel southern approach southbound. Roadworks at the Greenwich Slip Road are causing a tailback back through the tunnel itself. Stuart Barton, AeroWatch.
And if you want to have a go at the competition, the final round coming up very shortly. These people have found rather a lot of something. What is it?
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she's just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend, and I would remember it because it's not exactly an everyday event.
0712 242 000, want to have a go at that? We've already told you that the right answer is rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. Phone up and say what you think those people have found rather a lot of. 0712 242 000.
Snuffle.
Diane, okay, just to save you embarrassment, we'll do this before we actually go on air. We'll just talk off right now. What is the answer?
Is it cockroaches?
God, that's so silly, isn't it? Because I actually said that it was rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. Never mind. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Just one nobody heard you then, anyway. Okay, Greater London Radio Days, we're going to have another round of the competition. It's, let's try somebody like Bridget in Staines. Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
It's a sound menagerie of some description going on there. Human or animal, is it?
Animals.
Animal, your own progeny? No doubt. What's your answer?
Slugs.
No, rather surprisingly, but thanks for calling.
Oh.
Okay, bye-bye. It's rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. It's Christopher in the West End somewhere. Whereabouts in the West End, Christopher?
Tottenham Court Road.
What, on it or by it or?
I'm on it.
Right, in a car?
Yes, I have.
Right. What kind of car is it?
It's a Blue Maestro.
It is. And you have, it's rather too obvious really to carry on this one, isn't it? But thanks for calling, Chris. Before you go, perhaps you'd like to tell us your rather hilariously wrong answer.
Right. My idea was it was a starfish.
Oh, good Lord, no. Very close indeed, but not quite. Rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. Thanks for calling.
Right.
And it's got to be Ashley in Walton-on-Thames. Is that right?
Certainly is,
Ashley. Oh, yeah. You sound stripy and large. Where are you going today?
Nowhere, really.
Right, no. Okay, so not to worry. Anyway, you know, some people's lives are like that. What's your answer?
I think it's some plain crisps.
No, very close indeed, but not quite. Rather a lot of golden hermit crabs. I've got to have a word with Heather in Ealing.
Hello,
Heather. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
And what's your answer? You've been listening closely this morning.
Yes,
you?
I have.
Yes, you have. And what do you think the answer is?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, but
Start acting.
It's rather a lot of golden hermit crabs.
It's an extraordinary answer to come up with there, but Helen, you're absolutely right. Got to tell you, if you'd like to stick on the line, we'll send you everything that we've promised.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, these people have found rather a lot of golden hermit crabs.
I would gasp and leave their presence.
Well, she's just ready to surprise and think somebody had dropped them on the path or the street from the van or something.
If I found them in the threshold of a shop, I'd tell the shopkeeper and get the hell out of it very quickly.
I'd probably pick one up, look at it closely, and it'd be at least 6 months before I stopped telling everybody about it.
Well, if I saw them at a bus depot, I think I'd be rather worried for them, and I'd look around for water, hopefully salt water, to pour on them.
If I found them in a phone box, I would probably tell my girlfriend, and I would remember it, because it's not exactly an everyday event.
Oh, look, it says bottles of Lambrusco are spontaneously exploding. Sounds like a great form of natural selection to me. Said, you know, in the paper, it said, I saw the advert, right? It said, when you're on holiday, if you can't trust the water, just get arrested. That's what it said, man, you know? That's what it said. yes, Nobby Lane. And Annie's on at about 12:30. I'm going to stop there.
I mean, do you know what that record was about, Chris?
Arnold Lane?
Yes, do you? I mean, do
it's
you actually know?
Yes, who laid the railway line between Liverpool Street and Cambridge, written by Sid Barrett, remembering from his school days.
Yes, but it's not about that at all. It's the sort of record that I think that you are trying to protect your public from.
Go on.
I mean, there's a lot of perversion in that song, Chris. I mean,
oh, let's go and have
some. Don't even look quite backwards.
Where? Which bit?
The whole song is about... Well, it's about taking, you know, ladies' chloroform. Underwear off washing lines and things, you know. I mean, we're talking serious perversion here.
Splendid stuff. Sid Barrett, anyway, at least he didn't go mad. What's your programme about today?
My programme is about what is happening in Kuwait and Iraq, and we're going to talk to Bob Simpson, who is our BBC reporter in the Gulf, because obviously the situation's changing minute by minute, practically. And then we're going to talk to our international correspondent today, is Alistair Sparks, in South Africa, because there's a big, big meeting between the South African government and the ANC tomorrow, which is, you know, really important. And after that, my guest will be Bernard Jay, who's producer of a new show called Let My People Come, and it's been described as a sexual godspell, and there's an all-nude scene lasting 20 minutes.
What's it called?
Let My People Come.
And it's been described as?
A sexual godspell.
Righto. Is there anything else?
No, but right. if you want to talk about the situation in the Middle East, the phone lines will be open from 12:30, so that's 071-224-2000, the very same number that you have, Chris. Isn't that strange coincidence?
Extraordinary stuff. Thanks, Annie.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Greater London Radio, it's Wayne
Good morning. Been talking for the last 5 minutes. Sorry, didn't have the Royal Adage of words, the Caterpillar worth of five, and the traffic with the Continental. Okay, we're checking out some of the topicality as well. The solar flares, seen a lot of those in the newsy bits about the solar flares recently. I actually be wearing mine all the time. Glad to see they're back in fashion. Leg Irons Priest was a headline last week. Absolutely impossible. How can a leg do that? Just ridiculous. Chinese illegal workers flood Hong Kong. Just a terrible story that those guys, doesn't say how many drowned, but perhaps we'll check up on that for you later on. In the news hour. 35 killed by mud just shows how twisted you can get when you're not actually making hit records anymore. Priest jailed for refusing draft. Obviously not a real L-man. Said not a member of Aztec Camera anyway. Ronson would have run a mile from share plot, said the papers. Obviously not written by someone who has any idea about the man. He'd never run away from anything. He certainly always stand and fight, just like he did in Lethal Weapon. Okay, good morning. And police ordered to crack down on wife beaters. Uh-oh, better hide mine when I get home. Paid a lot of money for that, actually. A really good one, too, about 4 feet long and made of solid brass. Mauritius to replace Queen as head of state. Who is this guy anyway? And why should he replace the old Queenie there? He's a French singer, isn't he? I don't know why he should take her place. Anyway, three die in capsized ship. Not surprising, really. They shouldn't go out in boats that small. And in the celebrity gossip for you, I see here, great to see Gazza Gascoigne doing so damn well with all his t-shirts and stuff. Just brilliant. And last week, the World Cup and University Challenge hero. A lot of people seem to forget that, but it's worth a mention. I used to love the programme. Always wondering if one of the guys on the show was going to fall down into the lower section. Amazingly, they never did. Anyway, he revealed that what he said when he met Prince Philip. And he said that he'd been a fly fisherman. He'd been fly fishing. And what did you catch, said the prince? A 6-pound blue bottle, replied Gazza. Well, obviously, he didn't actually realise that that doesn't count, because you're actually only supposed to catch river insects there when you do that. And Bananarama have slammed ex-bosses Stock, Aitken and Waterman, saying, "We quit before they drove us mad. We weren't prepared to take anything and everything that was thrown at us," they said. Intelligent beaver talk, that's what I like to see there about them. Always showing a bit of taste there with their music and their name. And I know they chose that name very carefully indeed as well. Wayne Carr, WC on the radio, right here on GLC, the Hot FM, coming at you. What are you on? Okay, and we're checking out your letters too in Wayne's mail. And it says, "Dear Wayne, what often hears are people throwing up their arms in bewilderment. Does the panel know how they fit through the mouth? Yours, P. Soup." Well, P, I guess you misunderstood the well-known saying there, in which obviously the people in question are flinging their weapons into the air, probably from the Royal Tournament or something. And "Dear Wayne," goes the letter here. It says, "I'm doing my summer holiday homework before going on to stay with a family in France. I'm doing some translations, and my brother says that 'A votre avis,'
means in your opinion. Is he correct? Can you help? Yours, Ruth Peebles. Well, Ruth, just as well you asked me, actually. Al Votre Ave means in your hired van. Okay, glad to help out there. Wake Car, WC on the radio. Check it out. The sounds and the subtle music, too, with the wonderful Sal here. This is a band called James.
My friends go walk about.
James.
I've got the bends from pressure. This is a testing time when the trust is mine. Am I a fool?
Dear Chris, whenever I feel depressed and run down, I just pause to remind myself that were I not such a lucky person, I could be single-handedly trying to maneuver a hot piano filled with bees up a narrow, rotten stairway while passers-by bash my feet with club hammers, douse me with prawn juice and emptied vacuum cleaners into my mouth, and rained dry riser outlets down on my head. Yours, Hippolyta Loudbasket. P.S. I often find the shape of batteries extremely amusing.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chief Flight Officer Baker, and we'll be in the air from 7 till 10 Saturdays, 8 till 10 on Sundays, and expect no problems with the GLR breakfast show. I'll just ask your attention for a moment while our flight attendants point out the trailer safety information.
Hello, emergency gags are in the rear.
Competitions can be found under your seat. And records can be inflated by blowing in this tube. And remember, no smoking in toilets or on the wings.
Thank you for your attention, everybody. Just a moment, the captain wants a quick word with you.
Now I'm going to make the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Thank you for flying GLR, everyone. Have a pleasant flight.
Yeah.
It's a sort of programme about which one day people will say, did you ever used to hear that? Did you ever hear that? They'll be exchanging treasured tapes for return on pain of death if they're broken. So make sure that you catch it. That's Danny Baker Saturday and Sunday mornings, starting early and going on till mid-morning. And well worth hearing if you haven't heard it this morning. J. Danforth Baker's a name to look out for Saturday and Sunday mornings on GLR. That's Dr. John from the LP. Dr. John plays Mac Rebenack. The track is called Dorothy. Here's today's final feedback.
Yeah.
The publishers have...
This week, in an effort to rid Enid Blyton's naughty books of antiquated sexist and racist overtones, the publishers have abolished all references to spanking.
Good morning.